Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, June the 5th, 2013. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. And we got Ed Hansen with us, Talking Horse Productions. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Ed. Paul. Good
you
to
got,
be here.
You've got a show opening tomorrow.
We do.
June the 6th. It's called Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Truth.
Oh, Sweet Truth. Thank you.
Right.
I put my glasses on for that. But I thought it was Sweet Tooth because you got a cupcake on your...
Right. Well, it's a little play on words with Sweet Tooth. So.
Yeah. And this is a world premiere of
it
a brand
is.
New play.
It is. I don't know if you know Liz Palmieri. She's part of Greenhouse Theater Project.
Yeah, yeah.
But she and I are friends. And she has a very good friend up in Minnesota whose mom writes plays.
Oh,
and
she said, just writes plays.
Right. She writes plays. She's a playwright.
Yeah.
And so Liz said, you really need to read some of Christine's plays. They're really good. I think that you'd enjoy producing them.
Yeah.
And so I've friended Christine on Facebook, and then we started emailing, and she sent me some plays, and I really liked this one, and so we're actually putting it on our schedule.
Is this a comedy?
Is it a
drama?
It's a comedy.
Is there music in it?
No.
It's just a comedy.
It's a comedy.
And this is the world premiere.
It is.
Well, is this production, you think it'll ever make it to Broadway?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think it's still got some tweaking to do, and I think Christine knows it's got some tweaking to do. What's kind of fun about this particular version of it is that she's tailored it to set it in Columbia, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And so in the script, you hear references to different places in the city.
Yeah.
And it's set in a cupcake shop. In the apartment above the cupcake shop, actually.
Okay, so what's the storyline? What's it about?
Well, it's the main character is named Bernice Fairfax, and she runs this little faltering cupcake shop called the Cupcake Queen, mm-hmm. and it's on 9th Street. So
okay.
you can kind of picture where
yeah.
that is.
Yeah.
And she is trying to raise a 14-year-old daughter by herself. Her husband ran off with his younger dental hygienist. And has set up house somewhere else. And so she's raising this daughter by herself. She attempts to date, but all three of the different scenes with blind dates are just disasters.
Yeah, plus she's got the cupcake shop to run.
Right. So it's kind of the life and trials of Bernice Fairfax.
Okay. And how many people are in the production?
We have 6 in this production.
All right. It's called Sweet Truth.
Right.
And it is a world premiere, and it opens tomorrow, and it runs June 6, 7, 8, and 9.
That's correct. All shows at 7:30. The fun fact about this is that Christine is coming down from Minneapolis to be here with us.
Oh, so, I hope it's well received.
And she's, well, I do too. And she's going to do playwright talkbacks. And then this coming Saturday, we're having a playwriter's workshop at the Berlin Theater.
Oh, so
during
if somebody's interested in playwriting,
right.
they should come to this.
They should try to, well, they should try to get in. I'm not sure if we still have spots open because we were limiting the number of spots, but they're welcome to give me a call, and we'll give them my phone number after a while. And,
okay.
And,
all right.
So, let them check in with me about that.
So the playwright workshop is this Saturday?
Saturday. Starting at 10 in the morning. And running until 2:30, and it costs $35, and that includes lunch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Very affordable.
And then they can stay for the production that evening, but they got to buy the ticket for the production.
Well, of course.
Okay.
It's all about nickel and diming the city of Columbia, you know.
All right. So it sounds like it's going to be a good production running June 6th through the 9th at 7:30. And your location is?
At the Berlin Theater, next door to Cafe Berlin, 220 North 10th Street.
Now, will this be the final production at the Berlin Theater?
This will be the final production at the Berlin Theater.
Now,
announcement.
Yeah, not because Talking Horse Production is going out of business, but you're moving to a bigger location.
We are. We're preparing to do that move in about a month. And so Sweet Truth will be our final production at the Berlin. And then we're going to be in the process of sort of getting ready to move July 13th, our new building is supposed to be ready for us, and we're going to have a big moving party and move over there.
Oh, okay. And do you know what the production is going to be, your first production over there?
The first production will be in August, and it's another comedy, a small comedy called The Man with the Plastic Sandwich.
Mm. Is this a world production, too?
A world premiere? It isn't. It's just a great play.
Okay. You know, this has got to be somewhat difficult, Ed. The fact that you're running this production company, you're pretty much a one-man band, aren't you?
At times.
Yeah.
At times.
Do you ever think, am I doing right here, or should I just kind of chuck it all?
Well, you know what? I had a big debate with myself before I actually signed the contract on the new building because I was approached about the new space, and it's the same building owner from the Berlin Theater to the new space, which would be called Talking Horse Theater.
Oh,
so we're consolidating the name, see?
Talking Horse Theater.
Horse Theater, right. So I had a big debate about that. I thought, you know, I could finish the season at the Berlin. And then in December, I could say, I've had enough. I've done this for a couple of years. I'm going to just go back to acting and traveling and doing all that. And it was a real debate. I mean, because I like that part of my life, too. But I decided that maybe the Berlin Theater was chapter one.
And this is going to be chapter two.
And this will be chapter two. And we'll just see where we take it from here.
So what kind of response have you had from our community?
About the move?
No, about since you've been doing this.
You know, it's been really good, I think. Particularly the theater community itself has really embraced us. They like our productions. I'm sure you know Bill Clark from the Tribune. He's been very complimentary on the stuff that we've done.
Bill Clark is the person to get behind you if he likes you.
Indeed.
Yes.
Indeed.
And Bill Clark is a real theater person.
And he loves to come to theater. He sees almost everything.
Right.
And
I don't know how he does it.
You may remember the last time I was here, we talked about O'Keefe, the traveling show about George O'Keefe that came through. And Bill came opening night and wrote the actress an email about a week later saying, "What a spectacular show. I'm so sorry it only ran three nights. I would have really pumped it up for the Columbia audiences to see."
Oh, that's good.
And he said he'd put it in his top 10 if he, you know, was writing his top 10 today.
Fantastic.
So, you know.
Well, it sounds like you've got a winner, and I wish you success with Sweet Truth.
Thank you, sir.
Which opens tomorrow and runs through the 9th, and then with the move over to Talking Horse Theater.
Right.
If people want ticket information, what do they do?
They can visit our website, which recently has been revamped.
Okay.
www.talkinghorseproductions.org, or they can call me 573-268-1381.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ed Hansen. Pleasure having
you
here.
Paul.
Come back
Appreciate
and see
it.
Us again. Okay. Tomorrow, the Missouri River Relief and Missouri Symphony Society. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzin, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you would like to hear or see, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.